981 2NM, it's Pete here with you this afternoon on The Cruise. And here's a little bit of some new music that's just been released. When I'm with you, everything's going my way. All the stars align when I'm with you. Now, that is some new music for our next guest, and for decades, well, he's been a part of the Australian music industry. He's an ARIA Hall of Famer. He's also an inductee into the Australian Songwriters Hall of Fame. We best know him for his work as a multi-instrumentalist and former band member of INXS and main composer for them as well. So it's no wonder that he's branched out and gone solo. I am talking of a man who got an Order of Australia at the start of the year. It's Andrew Farris AM. How are you, champ?
Yeah, I'm pretty good, Peter. How are you?
Mate, I'm not too bad. You've been a busy boy of late. I mean, there I was watching the NRL Grand Final the other night and you pop up with one little Amy Shark.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, I've always been a fan of Amy's and she's a good songwriter, very, very good songwriter, which, of course, is what I do. I think Amy had chosen play Never Tear Us Apart, of course, the song that I was part of writing with Michael in the old days, and a song that's very near and dear to many Australians, or in fact many people around the world. And then so she invited myself or Kirk to be a part of it, and we were, you know. And I felt that it was interesting to me too, that it was kind of a historical moment in one sense, because here we are, we're trying to come out of this unbelievable thing we've all been going through around the world, and it was quite emotional to be standing there back again playing live music, you know?
Yeah, it definitely would have been, because it has been a while due to COVID that no one's been able to go out and do live music, but
exactly.
It definitely brought the crowd alive when you stepped on stage, so it was fantastic. But along with doing that on Sunday, you've just released a new EP, 5 tracks on it, and you've got an album to follow. Now, it's country music style, which we know that you first took on back in 2019. So tell us, what made you go down this path where the music isn't as mainstream as music was from INXS?
Well, yeah, first of all, it's me. And I have no, you know, I miss the guys from INXS. They're my mates, my brothers. But that's not what I'm doing now. And, of course, I've always been a songwriter. And really, one of the wonderful things about the country music genre, if you like, is that it's all about the song, you know. And for me, as a songwriter, I've always admired the country music, you know, in all its forms, you know, from bluegrass to traditional country to modern contemporary country and the instruments within it. And, yeah, I'm a fan of it, and so now I'm doing it.
Yeah, and I guess it's a way of not being just put into that one box, which we have a tendency to do with a lot of people, is go, that's the box that you've got to live in. So it's, you know, broadening the horizons, as it were.
Yeah, well, sadly, most people put into a box, they're not living anymore. right? And
yes.
So therefore I decided, yeah, well, I'm still around and I can write songs. I'll just do what I feel that I'd like to do. And, you know, and I'm really fortunate because, you know, I do not take it lightly that my music and me being a part of the country music genre, I was really overwhelmed at how embracing so many people within the genre have been to me, both within Australia and overseas, you know, including America. I've already made some inroads over there with what I'm doing, and I feel really blessed. I mean, you know, it's hard enough for to be in the entertainment industry and get a look in anyway, let alone across sort of music genres. So I feel very lucky.
Now, you went over to Nashville and recorded some of this, but you did some of it also in your home studio in northwest New South Wales. Was it important to head over to the country music capital of the globe to help develop these tracks?
Yeah, well, that's right. Well, I live about five hours inland. I don't live on the coast, and I feel really lucky, even though we've been through a really tough drought out here in northwest New South Wales, and hopefully we're coming out of that for all the farmers and the local communities, the towns that support all these people. But for me, going to Nashville, it wasn't so much, you know, these days, you know, Nashville's got so many people wandering around there. It's sort of like Hollywood was, I guess, in the 1920s or something, you know, looking for a break or whatever, and why not? But to me, it wasn't so much about going to Nashville. It was more that I've always been a songwriter. And in the old days when I was touring with my band in excess, we worked for years and years touring overseas. We worked in 52 countries, including the United States. And we ended up playing stadiums in the United States and many other countries. But the point I'm making is that for me as a songwriter, you know, my wife, Marlena, family come from Dayton in Ohio, which is about 5.5 hours drive from Dayton down Highway 75 into Nashville. So I started going to Nashville as a songwriter, and it was just a relaxed thing I was doing. And I began to, and probably because of my career with NXS, I had a lot of doors open for me as a writer. And I started to sort of recognize that I didn't think at first I was going to record country music, actually. When I first started, I just thought, you know, because people songwrite in Nashville, not just for country music, by the way, of all kinds, pop, you know, what you name it, you know, R&B, it's all kinds of different influences there, rock, you know.
Sure.
But when I got to Nashville, something switched in me, and it wasn't so much because I've always loved country music. What switched for me, and this is a bit of a strange thing to say, was Marlena, my wife, and I decided to go on a horse riding journey down along the Mexican border. And we became friends with this couple called Craig and Tam Lawson. And Craig was an old cowboy, Wrangler guy. And because I live 5 hours inland in Australia, you see, I live out in the bush.
Hmm.
Most of the people around me, as I'm talking to you, I'm sitting in the middle of this little town here, they all look like they're in the country music industry. right? And so when I started going down riding horses on the Mexican border with my wife, and I was sort of taken aback. I didn't see it coming at first, but then I began to fall in love with the real Old West. Not Hollywood, but I began to see things I'd never really experienced. Like I rode along the old stagecoach routes in America.
Nice.
Yeah, I rode up to Cochise's stronghold where he used to defeat the U.S. cavalry. I went and looked at the old abandoned forts on horseback. And then I went and, you know, I began to look and realize that Tombstone was just up the road. Mexico's just over the Chiricahua Mountains, the other side. And then you've got all this history. You've got the settlers. You've got the Apache Indians. You've got where Geronimo surrendered. And I went back to Nashville. And what we call as songwriters, you get back in the room is the phrase, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I got in the room with some other writers, and they went, "Hey, Andrew, what do you want to write about?" And I felt really uncomfortable. I was like, "I'd like to write about the Old West."
Yeah, why not? After that sort of experience, I guess it would definitely inspire. Now, All the Stars Are Mine is the first song off the EP, and you wrote this along with Susie DiMacci.
Yeah, well, that's right. Well, the EP, basically, that's right. It's got 5 tracks, and All the Stars Are Mine I co-wrote with Susie DiMacci. And how that came about was I'd been writing songs with Susie because she's a great songwriter. I've always been a fan of hers. She's an awesome performer, great singer, funny girl, very, very talented person. And we're both Western Australians, funnily enough, anyway. But the other thing was we had had family experiences for her and for me with my family in a different part of the world. I lived in England for almost 5 years. And 2 of my 3 kids were born in England. And for Susie, I think 2 of her children were born over in Los Angeles. And as Australians, when you have young children born in a foreign country, something happens to you where you recognize pretty quickly that the people closest to you in your life, you're exposing them to whatever the politics are of that country, the culture, the food, the communities and the languages might be a little bit different. The way they do things might be a little bit different. But at the end of the day, you know, you realize as Aussies and you come back to Australia, and for me and her, you reflect on these things and you say, well, actually, it makes Australia a better place because that way we have more empathy for people in other countries.
100% and totally understand that, mate. Look, it's been a pleasure catching up with you this afternoon. Now, the EP is available. It's called Love Makes the World. For more info, head to andrewfarris.com and you'll be able to find out all about it. And, Andrew, thank you for joining us this afternoon on The Cruise, and good luck with the EP and your upcoming album when it's finally released.
Yeah, no, this has been Andrew Farris on The Cruise with Peter Holland. And, mate, take care and have a good one, whatever that is.
Exactly. Everyone says it, and who knows what it really means. Hey, how about we keep continuing with more of our greatest hits after the break here on 2NM.